We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Paul, how has your restaurants responded to the new mask mandate set in place last week by Erie County?
It's been a very difficult process for us, basically. The implementation has been very exhausting for our staff due to the fact that, you know, so many of our guests are against the mandate and against the just their right to not have to wear a mask, that it has been very difficult, like I said, for our staff to be the ones to police it. They've gotten people have gotten vulgar and very insultive to some of our staff, to the point where Wednesday night we had a 17-year-old girl who works up front actually tell us that she had to leave and she couldn't do it anymore.
And I can't imagine it's been easy having to police people to wear a mask and comply with the mandate when the county has said that they are going to be out enforcing the mandate in place. I can imagine that the backlash from people that you've had with those experiences have been not great.
No, it's very demeaning to our staff. And hey, listen, you know, we're in the situation right now where it's very difficult for society to be able to accept what's happening again. So, you know, for us, you know, being the fact that, you know, personally, it regardless of what they decide, which I don't agree with, to put into these situations in these environments, I still don't think we should be responsible to be the ones to mandate these situations. I mean, I think they should leave it to the public, right? So if there's issues, they should, you know, they should go after the people that don't want to wear masks, not the ones that are having an impossible struggle at trying to do it. So, I mean, you get one guest that gets up and goes to the bathroom and we don't police that, and somebody walks in and or somebody complains that somebody got up, and then all of a sudden we're responsible for that and we get hit with fines and so on and so forth. I just don't see that the way to be society constitutionally, that we're responsible for that.
So are you concerned with the potential for the mandates to be implemented in terms of vaccines or even going as far as the capacity restrictions?
Well, I mean, realistically, if you take into consideration that, you know, if we get into a situation where, you know, which we will not agree with the vaccination process, which, you know, how could an individual restaurant or, again, a 17-year-old girl verify that somebody's had their vaccine and have us be responsible to let that person in based on 100% you know, vaccination rate, on top of the fact that our diminishing staff and how much difficult we're having, and then having to mandate our staff to be here and vaccinated, which we'll lose that. You know, I've talked to a few people, and you know, being that fact and how many employees are in that situation, I mean, you're going to wind up with a couple of these people closing. And then you know, my next concern to that is, what I don't understand is, if you're in a situation right now where the vaccination of 100% comes in, and that is, you know, the way they decide to go, which will be devastating to our companies as a whole. You know, if the vaccination and not having to wear a mask, technically, if we're in a safe situation, there shouldn't be a 3 and a 4, right? Why should there be restrictions, and why should there be shutdowns if we're already at that point? None of the points in which we're at as far as what we're doing are acceptable means of what we should have to be establishing and what we should have to be following. It's way too difficult for the individual person in business to have to follow through with.
So what actions are being taken, and do you know of any actions that are being taken to try and reverse the mandates in place? What are you hoping for when it comes to the next couple of weeks for your restaurants?
I mean, I'm actually hoping in the next couple of weeks that they release the mandate and they, you know, and they go with, you know, somebody's right to choose. I mean, you don't, you know, people are angry out there that we're, you know, that we're in this situation and that we're against the situation of the mandate, and we don't understand what's going on, which is 100% not true. We're totally under the understanding of what's happening. We understand there's people sick. But what we do understand as well is that we're hanging on a thread. We're very short staffed to begin with. And then on top of that, the cost of goods that have gone up, we've spent all summer just trying to recover just a little bit. And this is really going to put the nail in the coffin for quite a lot of people, because, like I said, I've talked to a few people, and if it gets any worse or there's a mandate any future than this, a lot of these places are going to close. They don't want to be the healthcare police. There's, you know, there's a freedom in which we should have, you know, we're not political. We're not trying to go by a specific agenda. We're not far left. We're not far right. We're none of those things. All we're trying to do is make people understand that we're struggling with this mask mandate. It's a very difficult thing for us to continue doing business successfully. And if you want the culture of Western New York to collapse, which is the restaurant industry, which is what, you know, keeps getting hit with the most issues, you know, that are out there, that's what you're going to have. You're going to have a select group of people that make it and a select group that don't. And it's sad. These are people who spent their whole lives in this industry and who are now either deciding to get out or who are this is, you know, completely devastating their holiday season because they won't have any income and they will have to work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And it's just too difficult for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.